Immigration is likely to be a decisive issue in state and federal elections coming up. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has already signalled a bigger role for state governments in deciding their immigration intake. At a recent international conference on migration held in Sydney, delegates heard how Germany has wrestled with the challenge of taking more than a million asylum seekers and migrants in a two-year period recently. Andrew West was at this conference. He spoke with two German policy experts, Stephen Verdewijk of the Max Planck Institute and Frank Duvel, who was until recently with Oxford University.
We've seen over the past 30 years globally a sea change in migration flows. We used to have, say in the post-war period, large flows up between a few countries going to a few countries. So for instance, Mexicans to the USA, Turks to Germany, Algerians to France, Indians to the UK and so forth. Now over the past 20 to 30 years, we've seen smaller groups of people moving from more places to more places. And super diversity also doesn't just refer to this increase in the number of migrant origins, but the fact that the configurations of how people come, what legal statuses they have, what migration channels they come through, humanitarian, skilled migrants, family reunification, and so forth. Also age, gender, and human skill patterns. These have changed remarkably over the last 20 to 30 years.
So, Stephen, if we're talking about a wider range of immigrant groups, but in lower numbers, not great waves from single countries, as you've mentioned, shouldn't this counterintuitively be less, quote-unquote, threatening to many host countries?
Well, you would think so, in the sense that you're getting a greater variety of people, greater variety of skills and so forth. But unfortunately, what I call the public understanding of migration and diversity has not caught up to the new complexity, the new varieties of diversity that we see around. People still think in the old categories of large groups that come and plant themselves in a city and dominate a particular neighborhood or a particular sector of the economy or something, and this simply isn't the case anymore.
Frank Duvel, you have spent a long time researching and working in Germany. Has the German experience more recently, however, if you like, overpowered Stephen's notion of super diversity? Because haven't we seen a very large influx of migrants from one particular source?
Yes and no. What is so misleading here is the notion of nationality. If we talk about refugees from Syria, we think of them as a homogeneous group. The reality is far from being true. In our research, we find that these refugees are often of a minority background in their own country. They are only Syrians by their nationality, but they are ethnically Turkmen, Arab, Kurd. Religiously, they are Yazid, they are Druze, so they are different varieties of Christian. There might be Armenians. The same is the case for Afghans. We look at Afghans through the lens of their nationality. Most of the time, they are a minority group in their own country. This is why they are leaving. They are, by definition, rather Hazar. They are Uzbek, but not Afghan. So the lens through which we look at matters is grossly misleading. This is a political lens not reflecting realities.
Stephen Verdewijk, you do have some understanding of this. How has civil society in Germany, on the ground, beneath the rhetoric of politics, received the refugees?
The answer to this question represents one of the greatest modern stories of our times. Germany taking in close to a million people in the space of 1.5 years. And of course, on various levels of government, you had all sorts of resources poured into this, new policies, innovative policies, some policies that didn't work. But the biggest success for me is what you mentioned as civil society organizations. Germany has only been able to do this, take in a million people with the help of civil society organizations, welfare organizations, churches, voluntary organizations, and an army of volunteers. It's reckoned that over 40% of the German population has been directly involved in the reception of refugees.
That's German policy experts Stephen Verdewijk and Frank De Velde speaking with Andrew West. And you can hear that full discussion with Andrew this afternoon at 5:30 on the Religion and Ethics Report right here on RN or wherever you get your podcasts.